Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, guys, I got you covered. I got you covered. Calm down. I got you. I got you. All right. I know. I know. It's rough. I love my in-laws. Okay, let me preface that by saying I love my in-laws. But I gotta tell you, man, this is crazy. We just talked about the bomb cyclone weather and the airport delays and the flight cancellations and the 60-car pileup in, was it Washington or Northern California? And, 100 miles of road closed down in California. And, I don't understand why 55 million of us are traveling now. How are you guys paying the $500 to $800 coach ticket for you and your whole family just to be told that your flight is going to get canceled? And half of you don't even want to go. You don't even want to go to the in-laws. You don't even want to see grandma. We really need to redo Thanksgiving. We have got to redo Thanksgiving. Now, mind you, okay, one of these days I'm going to be a grandma. That's sweet. Yeah, 60 years from now. But one of these days I will be a grandma, and I will want to see the babies. And you better bring them. But what I think I'm going to do is I'm not going to make my family travel on Thanksgiving. I just won't make them do it. It makes no sense to spend all this money, spend all this time just to be stuck in an airport for 7 hours. Why are we doing this? And the stress and the not having your medications. And what are we doing? Love the text. So, I personally think we wouldn't have to do all this panic if we saw the family at other times of the year, but we don't. We're like, oh, God, you know what? I'll just deal with family during the holidays. And so you go through the summer, you go through the spring, and then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I haven't seen the family, and there's no way to get out of Thanksgiving. There's no way to get out of Christmas. And so now you're stuck at an airport. And if you cancel, everybody gets mad. So if I were you, and this is what I would do, I would plan on seeing grandma and stuff not on Thanksgiving. Say, look, Thanksgiving is too dangerous, whatever. You know, why don't we do our Thanksgiving in October? And I know it's not the most exciting thing, but think about it. You're not going to be stuck in an airport. The tickets are going to be cheaper. And then, it offer to work during Thanksgiving. This way you get off the week before, or the month before. I don't know. I think there's a better way to do it. Now, a lot of you guys have shared with me your in-law stories. And the in-laws, okay, mind you, here's the thing. Okay, I do understand why in-laws are the way they are, especially mother-in-laws, okay? I have two boys, and I love my baby boys, and I hope whoever they marry will make them happy. Whoever they marry or choose to partner with, that make them happy. But if somebody, and let's say it's a girl, right, tries to undo what I taught my baby, I'm going to be like, oh, hell no. And yes, she's going to get some pushback from me. Or if my baby has babies, and I'm a doctor, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Let's examine the baby, make sure the baby's fine. And she's like, oh, no. I just do natural. And I don't believe in doctors. We're going to have a problem. I'm telling you right now, we're going to have a problem. The only thing is if I have a BF, I'll never see the kid again. You know, so I have to keep it cool. In-laws wouldn't be so bad if they figured things out. The problem is that the older you get, you don't care. You're like, I am who I am. This is who I be, and this is how I'm going to be. So you just end up being you, and everybody tries to avoid you. So let me give advice first to the people that want to avoid their in-laws, okay? Thanksgiving is a long week. Christmas is a long week. So I came up with a guide for those of you that do not enjoy the holidays because you're being around people that you don't like or don't like you. That's rough. That is really, really rough. Okay? So first, what you need to do, it's actually easy. It's really easy to deal with in-law issues. And again, let me preface, I like my in-laws. Okay? But this is general for everybody else. Okay? You got to huddle up. You have got to huddle up with your spouse and go, okay, what do we do if so-and-so insults me? What do we do if so-and-so brings this up again? What do we do? What is our plan? And be honest with your spouse and say, look, you know, I don't want to dislike the holidays. I want to come over and see your family. But these are the things that just make my blood boil, and I, you know, so let's have a plan. So come up with a plan. You know, another thing, too, is a lot of stress is because you stay at their house. Get a hotel room. Now, when I was first dating my husband, I liked the privacy of the hotel room and all that. We did fight about that. I'm like, why do we have to stay at the house? Why can't we have our own place? And I think that really would have helped initial relationship issues I had with my in-laws because we weren't there 24/7. Getting a hotel room, and I know everybody gets insulted. No, you stay with me. You know what? They need to give you that win because if you're there 24/7, you guys aren't going to get along. Get a hotel room. I think that'll really, really help. Football. Football's a great out. Okay? Cowboys are playing the Bills this week. I mean, I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm going to go. I think the Lions are playing or whoever your team. There's a couple good football games. And if not, pretend they're your team. And you could leave the dinner table to go watch some football. Football is going to give you a good break. Okay? And not to mention, I'm just in euphoria when I watch football. So football is good. The other thing is if it's really bad, okay, and I really don't recommend you do this because I don't want you to jinx yourself, but if it ever is really, really bad where you are not able to get out of the in-laws, then you need to fake having a cold or fake having sciatica. I mean, if you got to go and lie down, you got to go and lie down. Now, you don't want to spend the whole time in bed, but, you know, if you got a cold, if you have sciatica, for me, I get diarrhea a lot. So I'll be like, oh, I got to go potty. And I'll be in the bathroom. And so diarrhea, nobody wants to be around you if you have diarrhea. So that works. And another thing is get a call from work. Okay, your in-laws are not going to want to take on your boss. So you pretend you got to work. So that always helps. And then, just don't take things personally. You know, you can make, like one thing you can do with your spouse is you could kind of have a bet. Your mom is going to bring up this 7 times. And if she does, you owe me this. And make a game out of it. Okay, where you almost hope, sorry, that's not mine, you almost hope that the mother-in-law brings up the time that you did an X, Y, and Z. You do that, where you guys have like a pool going on, and you make it fun. No, you're not alone. Most of us, you know, might be at a place where we don't want to be, all right? I'm going to be happy. Have a happy place, like your football, Hawaii, whatever. Bring your pets. Those always work, too. But maybe just if you visit the in-laws on different times of the year, that might satisfy what they need. And in-laws, please be cool. 1-877-DOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
D-A-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in, and a big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. I like the picture. I actually like it. You have Donald Trump dressed with, so in, but not dressed, in a picture with Sylvester, in Sylvester Stallone's, I guess, remember when Sylvester Stallone was half naked in Rocky? Yeah. So, Donald Trump's face is on. It actually looks really good. It really does. Not exactly sure why our President of the United States had to do that. We're being told he tweeted this image of himself as Rocky Balboa as he arrived at his West Palm Beach Golf Club to start his Thanksgiving holiday. So, I guess, maybe it's because it had to do with his media reports of the Walter Reed Medical Center. doctors, he claimed the doctors praised his chest. The president said, show us that gorgeous chest we want to see. We've never seen a chest quite like it. So Trump went to his Trump International Golf Club West Palm Beach resort on Wednesday, spending his Thanksgiving holiday in Mar-a-Lago. And he is basically, now photoshopped as Rocky Balboa. From what I understand, Sylvester Stallone's okay with it. Sylvester Stallone, I don't believe, has revealed who he voted for. I mean, a lot of people have suspected that he's Republican. Stallone has supported donated Republican candidates, but has repeatedly declined to call himself a member of the GOP. He did admit one of his most famous characters is a Republican. He says, I'm not a political animal, but he did concede some of his movies have political messages. I didn't know what a Republican was until I did Rambo and did, oh, I'm Republican, I swear to you. When Reagan came out and went, Rambo is a Republican, because, you know, Rambo is a flag waver, I just thought he was a very patriotic person. I wasn't making a political statement. Oh, I wish I could do Rocky's voice. I wasn't making a political statement. Oh, I'm a fan of Stallone. In Rocky IV, he goes to fight the Soviet Union Russian fighter Ivan Drago. Now, Stallone said he didn't vote for anybody in the 2006 election because, quote, I don't like anyone. And he denied to favor one political party. He has to be careful. Everybody in Hollywood who says at all they're Republican or like any Republican, they're in trouble. He said, when he was asked about his 2020 decision, he goes, I'm standing back on this one. I know Joe Biden, great guy. We'll just see how it plays out when they go head-to-head. I'll try to stay out of it, even though everyone assumes I'm so hardcore right, it's not true. Well, I'm under the impression that he, you know, and Bruce Willis and Chuck Norris, you know, they're all badasses. And so, I mean, maybe we just think they're all Republican. But I thought Bruce Willis was Republican, too. But we're not talking about him. So anyway, so we have a nice picture of Trump. I don't mind looking at it because I think the Rocky Balboa body is gorgeous. And so it is a little easier to look at Trump with the Rocky Balboa body. But I got to tell you, I we've never seen a president like this. I mean, as long as stuff is working, I'm fine. I am fine. I mean, I just get the, you know, keep the country safe. Get the economy going. Try to unite. Help the underserved. Violate the Constitution. If he's doing that, I'm for him. A picture of him on Sylvester Stallone's body, not the most presidential. You know? And then I think Donald Trump Jr. said, I heard from reliable sources, not doctored. So they're having fun with it. So what's going on the Democratic side? Well, a millennial is making a rise. Pete Buttigieg has been now soaring to second place. The South Bend, Indiana mayor polled at 16% support in the Quinnipiac survey, leapfrogging former frontrunner Elizabeth Warren. Buttigieg is now also ahead of Bernie Sanders, still fourth. So the top four is Biden, number one, at 24%, Buttigieg at 16%, Warren at 14%, Sanders at 13%. Then Bloomberg is at 3%, Kamala Harris at 3%, Klobuchar at 3%, Bennett at 2%, Booker 2%, Castro 2%, Yang 2%, and Gabbard 1%. But he surged into second place. Why? Some people think it's his stance on health care. There was a poll which interviewed 1,300 voters, so we're only looking at 1,300. This is between November 21st and 25th. Biden was up 3 points. Warren fell to third place. Buttigieg jumped from 10 to 16%. Warren support dropped from 28 to 14. Sanders slid also. Now, the survey of who Democrats want to challenge Donald Trump shows that Mike Bloomberg Bloomberg is starting to rise. People think maybe it has to be money matching money. I don't know. But Buttigieg is 37 years old, still officially a millennial. Barely a millennial to Generation Xer. He would be pretty young. I don't think he would be the youngest president. I think that's still JFK. So Buttigieg and Biden oppose Medicare for All. Instead, they offer proposals that would broaden health care coverage to more Americans without ending private insurance. Warren and Sanders are more liberal-leaning. and more about let's just make that public option and we'll, you know, figure it out later. So in the national poll, Buttigieg still remains in fourth place because Biden, Sanders, and Warren are in the lead, according to Real Clear Politics. So it's going to vary depending on who, who polls. But it is interesting that health care seems to be, again, a factor in the popularity between the candidates. You know, many people say that the Democratic Party of today is not the Democratic Party of JFK. That if we looked at JFK, we would be like, that's, you know, pretty Republican. I don't know if you guys listened to one of his speeches in 1963, early his last year of life. He was talking about the economy, how to boost the economy by having the, you know, to do tax cuts. And he sounded exactly like a Republican. The Democrats were different. They've started to become more liberal-leaning. Some people love that, some people don't. But if Biden and Buttigieg start to dominate the polls, it would show that the majority of Democrats really don't want extremes. You know, Ocasio-Cortez, you know, has a lot of followers. Bernie Sanders has a lot of followers. The media give them tons of attention. But is that representative of the Democratic Party? I know a lot of Democrats, and they're like, look, you know, I don't know where I stand on, you know, a lot of those very liberal issues, but I kind of want what everybody else wants. Healthcare, you know, for all, you know, healthy immigrants, very moderate sort of, you know, stance. And I love the idea that, you know, America is so open and we could throw ideas out there. And sometimes you can't just always be middle of the road. Sometimes you do have to hit the polls. I mean, when you want to make things happen, you can't just circle the equator. You have to spark. You have to stand out. And some of your ideas might be out there, but it could change the world. And that's like sliced bread. Sliced bread changed the world. Nobody would have ever thought to take a beautiful, smelling, fantastic loaf and cut it up into squares or circles. But that changed the world. So I don't mind ideas and things like that happen. What I do, though, mind is when nobody puts any thought into it. Okay? Getting rid of pre-existing conditions was groundbreaking, but it caused such a downfall in our health insurance system that somebody should have put just a little bit more thought. In fact, what they probably should have done is just that, just a one-line bill saying insurance companies have to cover pre-existing conditions. But when you threw all the other stuff onto insurance companies, the deductibles just skyrocketed. And we now have people with health insurance that are afraid to go to the doctor. We have basically insured people that are basically uninsured. It's going to cost them so damn much, it's cheaper to just pretend you don't have insurance and get the cash rate. Going with your insurance and it being written off and going towards your deductible could be expensive than a cash discount that you get. So people with insurance are pretending they don't have it. That's a messed up system. So I don't mind some certain ideologies. Like, I think having a bathroom for men or women, a gender-neutral bathroom, is actually a pretty good idea. I think it's fantastic. Do we need to get rid of boys and girls' rooms? No. Girls, you know, girls like to have girls' rooms, boys like to have boys' rooms. Privacy is a big issue. You know, so you could do things that don't have to be completely off the pendulum swing. 1-877-DOC-DOLLAR.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A pair of storms is complicating Thanksgiving travel for Americans across the country. A heavy snowstorm stranded more than 1,000 travelers at Denver International Airport on Tuesday. That said, the storm could cause a headache once again at Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport as it dumped several feet across the Midwest on Wednesday. United Airlines CEO Oscar Munoz reminds everyone,
"This is going to be crowded. There are going to be many people who are flying that don't normally fly. So a little patience and a little empathy always goes a long way."
Former President Jimmy Carter is out of the hospital. Carter was released from Emory University Hospital Wednesday morning. The 95-year-old former president recently underwent surgery to relieve pressure on his brain. And the Labor Department is reporting that first-time claims for unemployment fell 15,000 to 213,000 last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey to our mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out bostonmarket.com for more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, maybe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a 15-year-old boy in China was complaining that his ear was itchy. And I can't tell you how many parents get mad at me online because I won't treat their kid's ear infection because I'm like, it might not be an ear infection. There could be something in the ear. Well, they think there's something in it, and it feels like an ear infection. And I'm like, well, I grew up in Arizona, and people would have cockroaches coming to their ears all the time. Most telemedicine companies don't allow you to actually treat an ear infection in the kid over the phone because somebody's got to look in the ear. Well, thank God somebody looked in this kid's ear. He had a spider. The boy, whose name has not been revealed, wound up at the care of Dr. Mo Zifeng at Boda Ear, Nose, and Throat Hospital in East China, according to Asia Wire. Because of the way the spider was positioned, Zifeng told the news outlet that the safest way to remove it was to kill it first. So they dripped vitamin A and D into his ear in order to drown the spider. It was much easier to remove it after it had died. That's usually what we do. We kill the animal, We kill the insect because otherwise it fights and, you know, like even with a cockroach, we throw some oil in there. It's like I think even vitamin E oil. I have to double check what we did. And it would basically suffocate, kill the oil, kill the bug, and then you could take it out. Otherwise it kind of kicks and scratches and all that. And they found no significant damage to the boy's ear. His eardrum and ear canal were both intact. Had they not dealt with it in time, the spider could have bitten his eardrum. Oh my, I'm looking at this. I am freaking out. I do not like spiders. I'm like, oh, ah! Ah! Zifeng said it's unclear how or why the spider wound up in his ear canal. Spiders like holes. They like orifices and tunnels. They love that stuff. They can hide. But they say others that find themselves in a similar situation should always seek medical care and attempt to drown the bug rather than attempt to free it using a sharp object. So there are several ways a bug can enter the canal. When you sleep, the bug could fly into the ear. What are symptoms of a spider being in your ear? It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. It's going to discomfort, ear hurt. It's going to hurt. Irritate, maybe you'll have trouble hearing. Some people might even feel the crawling. Sometimes even a stinging. So I don't know if I would recommend the flushing yourself. Okay? You got to have somebody take a look at it. Sometimes if you have a hole in your eardrum, you could actually push something into the inner part of the ear. So if you don't know what you're doing, you could really make a mess. So whenever I look at an ear, I try to see if I can see the eardrum and see if the eardrum looks intact. It's hard to see the whole thing if something's in there. But there was a case when I was an ER doc of a bunch of kids came in because some stupid idiot, and I'm sorry about calling a kid a stupid idiot, but this kid was an idiot, was purposely taking crayons and pieces of crayons and sticking it into the kids' ears during nap time. So a bunch of these kids, I don't know where the hell the teacher was, but a bunch of these kids had pieces of crayon in their ear. So you take a look, you try to look around it. We were able to get them all out. Luckily, they didn't go too far. But if somebody did try to flush or mess with it, it could have gone deeper, and then that could have been more serious. I think we were able to do it all ourselves without an ENT. But usually I try to look, and I try to make sure that the eardrum is fine. If it looks like the eardrum is fine, then I could do some flushing. A lot of times we'll flush anyway, but again, that has to be, you know, just leave it to the pros. Leave it to the pros. Now, we're leaving our farming to the pros, but I don't know what the hell's going on here with another E. coli outbreak. So last week, or earlier this week, we talked about a Salinas farm possibly having, again, issues with E. coli. Apparently, the number of cases has risen to 67 across 19 states, with the majority of cases occurring in Wisconsin. The product could be shipped, obviously, to Wisconsin. According to the CDC, 39 of those cases required hospitalization. 6 patients developed hemolytic uremic syndrome, which is a type of kidney failure, and that happens with a bad sort of E. coli. The updates mark a 27-case increase since the last update on the outbreak was given November 22nd. The CDC said the first illnesses were reported back on September 24th, with patients ranging in age from 3 to 89. No deaths related to the current outbreak have been reported. The CDC advises that consumers do not eat and retailers not sell any romaine lettuce grown in Salinas, California growing region. This includes all use-by dates and brands of romaine lettuce in the region. Why? Because they think some of this lettuce has been contaminated with E. coli 0157H7. That's the bad one that causes the hemolytic uremic syndrome. So, they say if you have romaine lettuce or packaged goods containing romaine at home, you got to look for a label. Where was it grown? Throw it out. If it isn't labeled with the growing region, don't eat it. Throw it away. If you don't know whether a salad mix or wrap contains romaine, don't eat it. Throw it away. The agency also said to wash and sanitize drawers or shelves in refrigerators where suspected contaminated lettuce was stored. So what are the symptoms of E. coli? Well, it could be anywhere from 2 to 8 days after you ate it. How many of you remember eating a salad? I don't even remember what I ate yesterday. 2 days ago, I don't remember. And I'll get lettuce in me. You know, I don't know where it's from, if I go to a restaurant or whatever. So, you know, if you start feeling sick, if you live in an area where this type of stuff happens, start jotting down everywhere you eat. Because that's what we're going to ask you. And you're going to be like, well, I don't know, I'm vomiting, leave me alone. Maybe write that stuff down. Patients may experience severe stomach cramps, diarrhea, vomiting. Some get a fever. Some people just are fine, they don't feel it. Others, it could be life-threatening. 5 to 10% of people who get this E. coli can develop HUS or hemolytic uremic syndrome. You're going to the hospital if you have that. So, not good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There was a guy who tried to treat himself with a garlic clove. And he stuck it in his ear. And it unfortunately got stuck. Or maybe he forgot to take it out. But this is in China. A lot of stuff going on with ears in China, not sure. But he tried to cure an ear infection. So he stuck a clove of garlic into it. Why? Because he kind of researched some online do-it-yourself type stuff. So when he went in to be examined, Dr. Zhang Yiyun, an ear, nose, throat specialist in Sanhe Hospital, saw that there was a white foreign body deep in his left ear canal. He couldn't determine what it was. He thought it was the result of inflammation, like pus. I'm looking right now, it just looks like pus or cancer. So, and it stunk. It stunk. So, they removed it, and they figured out it was garlic. Apparently, the gentleman read somewhere that garlic was a good anti-inflammatory. Garlic in your diet is very healthy. But that doesn't mean you stick it directly into the ear. The garlic had fermented in his ear for 2 months, and it stunk. Now, apparently this isn't anything new. Putting garlic into the ear to ease the pain of infection or swelling is not a new concept. People have done it, but there's really not a lot of evidence that it works. Naturopathic eardrops containing garlic have been shown to relieve pain. But, again, please be careful. So they were able to clean out the ear, give him medicine to heal the inflammation. And he said, guys, you got to be careful. Because, you know, there's a lot of people putting fake stuff online. You know, and the other thing, too, you got to be really, really careful of is you also have people out there that want to be famous. And they think they discovered the next cure for cancer. So they write about it. Then they do a video about it. And so they just start to build, and maybe they throw on a doctor's coat. Maybe they you know, some of them also maybe have mental illness, and they really start to actually narcissistically believe they are an expert. Then some believers might say, yeah, it helped for me, and they're like, whoa, I'm onto something. And they start building this following, and you start to read and see these things. You're like, oh my gosh, this looks really, really, you know, legit. It's not. You need to be really, really careful. Best person to ask is your doctor. And people go, oh, man, my doctor's a weenie. They need to grow a pair. Well, no, actually, you know, your doctor has a license to worry about, malpractice, but they also have to worry about your health. If they recommend anything that doesn't fly, you get hurt. Now, when we come back, there's a new trend. People trying to suntan or get a dose of sunlight in their anus. We're going to talk about that. That's apparently a trend. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Perineum sunning. It's the latest wellness craze where people are lying down naked and bringing up their hips and spreading their legs so the sun shine where it doesn't usually shine. It's called perineum sunning. The perineum is your area around the genitals, where the genitals sit. So you have your thighs, they go up, and the perineum goes all the way from the front of the genitals always to the anus. And that's your perineum, or perineum. I call it perineum. According to influencer who goes by Ray of Earth, she says, in a mere 30 seconds of sunlight, this is a quote, in a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, she says, you will receive more energy from this electric node than you will in an entire day being outside with your clothes on. In a viral video, it has racked up over 35,000 views, now more. Oh, it's a he. And he gestures towards the sun as three naked men lie down, point their backsides to the sky, and make sounds of pleasure. Ray of Earth has also posted a step-by-step sun worship exercise, pulled from the Tao of Sexology, the Book of Infinite Wisdom, by Dr. Stephen T. Chang, that says the practice can help keep the area healthy and free of germs. Oh my gosh. Chang and Ray of Earth aren't the only ones. Apparently there's other people out there that are inspired. Troy Casey says 30 seconds of direct sunlight injection into the anal orifice is equivalent to being outside in the sun all day. Really? 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 That makes no sense. One Californian claims that, quote, butt-chugging vitamin D not only helps to sleep better, but helps to regulate her hormones. For the past few weeks, I have included sunning my bum and yoni into the daily rising routine. She goes by Metaphysical Megan. She captions an image of herself fully naked on a rock. And you basically see her do that. Animals must be looking at us as the weirdest. Okay, now, here's the thing. Okay. I get how dogs... Okay, we just had Uzi in the studio, right? Everybody saw Uzi on my Facebook Live. That's Uzi, yeah, Uzi. And, I mean, Uzi has her tail up in the air, and her rectum and anus is open to the outside world. And same thing with cats. They lift up their tail, and it's out there. And animals do... then, therefore, when they're outside, get exposure to that area. They don't put their tail down when they're outside. Their tail is up. And they got a nice dose of that vitamin D on the tushy. They seem energized when they go outside. Now, when we were evolutionarily primates, we had our butts out there in the sun, too. And so... I'm wondering if that's where they're getting this from, where if you used to be on all fours, or, I don't know, however we used to walk, sun used to get into that area. The problem is it's a very, very delicate area. And I don't know if getting it burned or getting a melanoma is the smartest thing to do. They say Big Little Lies actor Shailene Woodley also says she does perineum sunning. She goes, another thing I like to do is give my vagina a little vitamin D. She said, I was reading an article written by an herbalist. I studied about yeast infections and other genital issues. She said, there's nothing better than vitamin D. If you're feeling depleted, go to the sun for an hour and see how much energy you get. Or if you live in a place with heavy winters, when the sun finally comes out, spread your legs and get some sunshine. I have never seen evidence that this works. Again, it hasn't been studied. But are you kidding me? Now, I think your skin does need vitamin D. I just don't think it has to be in the genital area. And in humans, the genital area is not supposed to be really right out there in the open. The way the male genitalia sit kind of keeps that perineum area pretty protected, even if we're walking out there. So even if we have evolved to upright humans where we walk, the male perineum is covered. Same thing with female. Our legs are closed. We have labia. It's closed. Now, some people go, well, you need to get air and you need to dry it out and all that. Well, yeah, but to actually spread eagle or to... I just cannot... medically, what's the word for it? Support this. No. You do need vitamin D. There are safer ways. You know, I mean, is being naked in the sun the way to do it? No. I would prefer you have one body part that gets the sun exposure. Maybe mix it up a little bit, but watch that body part to make sure that it doesn't start turning red or anything. Or, you know, changes in the skin or whatever, but I just, no, just no. No, no. The world's first HIV-positive sperm bank has launched. It's called Sperm Positive. There are three male donors in New Zealand. The donors are living with HIV but have undetectable levels. And I guess it's not a fertility clinic, but an awareness campaign. So Daily Mail is saying this is the world's first sperm bank for HIV-positive people. Sperm Positive has begun again with these three donors that have undetectable viral load. So they're on medication, and their blood is not showing evidence of the virus, even though we know it hides out. They're not cured. But I believe they could transmit the virus, but they're saying there is no possibility that they can transmit the virus. I don't know. I'd hold off on that theory. They say Sperm Positive is an awareness campaign and is not operating as an actual fertility clinic. But they said it could connect people with one if they wanted to have a baby using a donor's sperm. Damien Rule-Neal was one of the first to donate. He was diagnosed with HIV in 99, but was confirmed undetectable after starting treatment 18 years ago. He said there's still lack of education among the public in New Zealand about what an undetectable status meant, and that he had experienced stigma about living with HIV in both his work and personal life. I have many friends who also live with HIV who've gone on to have children. Being able to help others on their journey is so rewarding, and I want to show that the world, that life doesn't stop post-diagnosis. So they say the online sperm bank will make clear to people looking for a donor that they have HIV, but are on effective treatment so they cannot pass the virus on. So the big question is are sperm HIV virus free in somebody who has undetectable counts? To me, there's a very good chance they are. I just can't say they're 100%. I just can't say that. We found that HIV recently hides now in a second cell. We are learning that HIV is one of the smartest, very highly mutable viruses out there. So my only problem is, even if somebody can prove to me right now that it's not in the sperm, which is fantastic. And again, my guess is, you know, people with HIV have had babies that don't have HIV and they're fine. But I just don't know if anything's going to change. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, you know, same thing with people with HIV donating blood. The blood banks aren't ready to do that yet. They are not ready to give blood to other people where the HIV is undetected. Now, HIV usually doesn't hang out in a sperm cell. So that's why we think it could be okay. But, again, the scientifically equivalent to zero, it's equivalent to zero, but nobody's saying it's zero. Nobody will ever say that. So criteria to donate sperm includes having a screen for medical conditions, including STDs and HIV. So we'll see. Again, I think it's nice that they're doing that. I just don't know if, you know, where that's going to go. 1-877-DOC-FELLY.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management and tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.